Hi guys, welcome back to yet another episode of Just Figuring It Out podcast. It's your host, Nadel Kavuchi. This is episode 114, April Shenanigans. If you're new here, this is a segment where I get to talk about my month. So yes, I'm quite excited about it. Yeah. So I hope you guys are doing good. So far, so good. I'm doing good. Yeah. It's just the rain. Oh, I think the rain is becoming it's becoming too much. But yeah, I mean, it's April, short rains. So I think I'll head straight into today's episode. So I'll start with the movies that I've watched. I haven't watched a lot, guys, because I'm just trying to adjust. In this month of April, I'm just trying to adapt to a new routine. But so far, so good. It's not bad. But a girl is really struggling. I'm really struggling to find time and just do the things that I enjoy doing and I like doing, because I feel like my time is being consumed here and there. But anyway, we'll manage. So first things first, I'll start with the movies that I've watched. I've watched quite a number. Yeah. So first things first, I remember I said when I heard season 3 of Single Cases out, I was like, this is a must watch. So Single Cases is out. If you're not familiar with that particular series, just as the name suggests, it's a Kenyan series that showcases the lives of three women. I think they're in their 30s. One of the women is a corporate buddy. She's doing well in her career, but her love life is in the trenches. Then we have another one who's she's like an influencer and she's just having fun with that. And her type, seems like her type is married men. Yeah. Then the other character has a family but is struggling like career wise and financially. But these women are so, so crazy. And I think this is what I love about Single Kiasi. They are very relatable. They also speak in Swahili, which is our national language. So it shows it has the authenticity. Like, as a Kenyan, I can totally relate to whatever is happening here in Single Kiasi. So yeah, I'm now watching season 3. I don't know what they do, but it's always fun watching Single Kiasi, because I mean, they're just hilarious. And of course, my favorite character is Mine. I just like Mine from The Real Housewife of Nairobi. I hope they have another name. They have another season. Actually, I was wondering why for The Real Housewives of Nairobi, they only had one season, and like others are still running, like The Real Housewife of Lagos, The Real Housewife of Durban, The Real Housewives of Joburg. Yeah, but I loved the Kenyan one, of course, because I can totally relate to whatever is going on. But also the Lagos one is not that bad. I think I can go back to watching that before I wait for this one for Nairobi. So you know, I think I was asking myself, this girl's life is extremely chaotic. I don't know if somebody in real life really lives such a life. But anyway. Another movie that I've watched is Heart of a Hunter. It's a South African movie. You know me with South African movies. I just love the plot and everything about it. So The Heart of a Hunter is about a retired killer. I think he had a bad... Okay. The last mission he went to, he killed a man in the presence of the child. So that made him to retire. And then he started a family. It was just doing a simple job, you know, like in a motorcycle company, repairing motorcycle, you know, just simple things. And as usual, you know, your past always has a way of catching up with you. So there's a certain politician who's running for presidency, and he was, oh my god, he was extremely evil, you know. He had a bad reputation, corruption, rape, and all that. So this retired killer was the only one who could expose the politician, because he was extremely good at what he did. And yeah, and in the long run, he actually did. But now he lost the girlfriend. But at least he had a child to, you know, to Nina's memory with that. It was a good one, you know. Any day, anytime, you know, there's no day South Africans will ever fail you. Yeah. And there's a movie that I'm currently watching. I haven't finished. It's called Tree of Life. It's about the Rwandan genocide that took place in 1994. So I've actually read a book that talks about the Rwandan genocide. It's called Left to Tell by Immaculate. I can't say her second name because I feel like I'm just going to butcher that name. But I read this book when I was... I don't know, I think I was 15 when I was reading that book. And basically, if you're not familiar with the Rwanda genocide, it's just a particular period. I think it was, is it April to July? Yeah, April to July, where the Hutu and Tutsis were fighting, and in the process, a lot of people died because of that particular genocide. So yeah, I'm currently watching that Tree of Life, but I don't know how the plot twist is going to go, but because I've read Left to Tell, I think the storyline is the same, because the genocide is one. So yeah, I'm just waiting to see the kind of plot twist that this particular one will have, you know. Then I'll tell you guys in the next episode. Yeah. Books that I've read this month. Oh my god. As I've told you guys, I'm trying to adapt to a new routine. So I'm really, really struggling with doing some of the things that I like just watching movies, like reading novels. So I have a hard copy novel here for the month of April. I haven't read it because I really don't have that time. But I read it's not an electronic whatever. I read a book online. Yeah, it's called Things That Won't Tell You About Marriage. It's a lovely book, guys. If anyone's interested in that book, you can DM the podcast. I'll definitely send you. It's a nice book. It looks like the aspects that people get to overlook, you know, before they get married, and yet it's such an important part. And those are the things that, you know, after you've been joined, you're like, what are these? Yeah. It's a lovely book. I think it's a must read for everyone. Yeah. There's also a book I'm looking forward to reading. It's called The Intelligent Investor. Yeah, I got this from Psychology of Money. Yeah, and one of these findings We'll be going through the book Psychology of Money, but in a different aspect, in like a fun way. You don't even realize you're going through that book. Yeah, so definitely you should be looking forward to that in the month of May. Yeah. I think also because I already had I already selected the books I want to read for the month for the year generally. So I'm planning on getting two of those. There's one that I wanted to do an episode about grief. So I want to read that book first, you know, then I can come and do that episode about grief. So I can't really remember the name of the book, but it's, I think, something about grief. I think that is the book that I'm going to read for the month of May. And I'm really, really waiting for the time that I'm going to buy your Confession of Nairobi Women, Confession of Nairobi Men. Oh my God, I have wanted that book for life. Yeah. Another thing, Spotify are making amends. Wow, Spotify. Okay, the amends are not bad per se, because I think it's a good thing for those who for those podcasts that have different editors, you know. At least now you don't have to share your credentials. And I think YouTube has that particular thing where the owner of the YouTube channel and the editor have different access to the YouTube studio, in the aspects where now the editor has this rights of uploading the video that he or she has edited. Then now we have the owner of the YouTube channel that has all this other access, which is such a cool thing. I got to learn this from Ben. I don't know if you guys know Ben. He's a videographer. Yeah. He's a cool videographer. Really. And there's that sharing access of permission. So basically what Spotify has, they're like different credentials for different people who are logging into that account, and it's just like the same account. So yeah, it's called Teams. So you get to allocate, am I an editor? Am I the owner of the podcast? Then you're given access to certain type of things. It's a good thing when you look at the terms of security and at the terms of safety. It's a good thing. Kudos to Spotify. Then at least it supports multiple shows for those who have different podcasts. You can have all those different podcasts in one place, like in one Spotify for podcasters. You just get to switch accounts, which is a cool thing. Yeah. I think, again, they borrow a lot from Instagram. I'm seeing a lot of comparisons between Instagram and Spotify of late. I told you guys about that car feature that looks similar to the real, which is so, so cool. Yeah. Another thing that I want to talk about, on Friday, yeah. That was when, I think it was the 18th, we went for a concert. It was a jam concert. Yeah, like jam. That basically that was like Kenyan jazz music, you know. Yeah, and I'm laughing because of the comment that somebody made. So I went with Shiro and one of our friends. I think one of the people who was performing were this group of two girls. They're called We Are Nubians. I think they're just starting out in music, but they have great vocals. They're really good. You know, once I saw that poster, I was like, okay. I went to listen to their songs. It was nice. And I think what I really like about the girls is the fact that the way they're singing, there's that... okay, and I look... I know the way I talk like this, so it looks like I'm favoring or whatever. But I low-key enjoy listening or watching something from Kenyan artists, Kenyan, or reading something from Kenyan authors, or just doing something that was done by a Kenyan, and I get to relate to it, and I get to see our culture as Kenya. Nothing really makes me nice. Nothing really makes me happy when I can relate with whatever that is going on. I'm just like, this is really nice. This is really cool, you know. So yeah, there's that. It was not that bad. I think it was just the fact that we haven't interacted with that particular genre of music. So we're just like, okay. What's this song? They're really nice songs. But those are the kind of songs you have to listen to them over and over to like enjoy and get a grip of it. Because whilst we're there, other people are just dancing, enjoying themselves. And I'm like, guys, is it really that fun that you're dancing like this? Because I really don't get it. But it was not bad. I remember Shiro was saying that she now needs to interact and explore more in that kind of music because it's really nice and very soothing. So you guys can also try. It might work good with you. Another thing. Oh, I attended a wedding last Saturday. So it was a nice wedding. I loved the deco and everything that was going around the wedding, and the bride had, whoever did her makeup did her justice, you know. It was not a lot, you know, she was looking good, the color and everything. It was nice. It wasn't bad. I think the only thing that really irritated me is the time, because I get very, one, I'm such an impatient creature. Two, I'm very time conscious. So I was just like, man, because I think we left the place at 7. But other than that, it was really nice. It was a nice experience. And yeah. I mentioned in the last episode that I shall be going to the shawarma place. Yeah. But I know the moment this episode will be out, I think a reel shall be out also. I'll try my best to have a reel out. Just meaning you guys about this shawarma place. I don't know if that's the name of the place. I just keep calling it shawarma place. But it's in town. They have shawarmas, and also see they have other things like wings, fries, rice. But I just want to try the shawarma of that place because I've heard people hype up that place. So we're going to do that with Shiro, and I'll try my best at least to have a reel up to give you guys an experience of that particular place. Yeah. Then, the last thing that I want to talk about today is about my hair. My hair. If you've been listening to this episode since we started, it's 2021. Oh my god. You know the kind of the kind of stress, the kind of trouble I had back in, was it 2021? Yeah, beginning of 2021, splurging into 2022. I had a lot of issues with my hairline and my hair. I was losing a lot of hair. Also, I didn't have a hairline because of whoever was doing my hair. And I think the kind of hair I was doing most of the time, because most of the time I'll do knotless, this distressed locks, and it really messed up with my hair. So since that, I changed whoever was doing my hair. And also, I was very keen the kind of hairstyles I get to do with my hair. I can't even remember the last time I did like knotless braids or braids in general, because I remember there's this time in TikTok, and you know me, I'm extremely paranoid. There's this girl in TikTok who was saying the way knotless has destroyed her hairline, and she showed like a before and after, and I'm like, knotless, bye bye. And the reason why I loved knotless was the fact that they were not painful, you know, because like these are the braids, majority of the people have to, you know, take it round, and it's really, really painful. It's just like having a mini distressed locks. Yeah. So since I saw that girl saying knotless cuts your hairline, I was like, knotless, you're not doing that. So majority of the time I've been surviving with this kinkies and lines and twist outs. And I can tell you, so far so good. It has been good. The journey has been good, because right now I'm just seeing the kind of immense growth that my hair has, and I'm like, wait, whose hair is this? Because now I have a lot of hair, and you can see the growth, and you can see the intensity, the quality. Oh my god, it's just giving, guys. It's just giving. So a girl is happy. Yeah, so that was it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. See you next time.